It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Things can now be going gangbusters because of a World War II-era radio crime-fighting drama with sirens and gunfire and other loud noises.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Gangbusters, huh?
This is a great word, which I had not thought very much about until one of our listeners wrote in and said, there's an interesting word for you to talk about. And I said, you're absolutely right. And then I started hearing the word everywhere once it was on my radar. Gangbusters goes back to what it sounds like it might go back to, which is a gangbuster, someone who busts gangs. OED, Oxford English Dictionary, has it first in 1930. For a law enforcement officer who fights organized crime.
The days of Al Capone.
And then you get this radio show that airs between 1937 and 1957 called Gangbusters. I listened to an old clip of it, and at the beginning, you get all this loud noise, the sirens. That's how they introduce the show. So the show Gangbusters starts like Gangbusters, which is it starts with a lot of noise, a lot of excitement. And that's what you see very quickly going like gangbusters or coming on like gangbusters is coming on like the show, coming on with a lot of force, a lot of excitement, a sense of urgency.
That's very cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So we get things like going like gangbusters, work come on like gangbusters. Now, do you use it ever in the singular, gangbuster?
No, I can't think that I do.
I also had that reaction. I thought, oh, I have to have the plural there. Which is why I love these online databases where you can go check your intuitions. And it is very true that gangbusters is more common. But you will see gangbuster in something like that company had a gangbuster month.
Yeah.
That it was a really successful month. Yeah. And I think one of the things to note here is that the word has shifted meaning a little bit. It used to mean to start with excitement, to start with a bang. Now it can mean to just be really successful.
Yeah.
That something's going gangbusters. It's just going strong. It's really successful.
And slang can go like gangbusters. Do you have some other examples?
I have a great example that students taught me over the last year, which is what is happening for them with the word low-key. So it can mean at least two different things. One is kind of, as in I'm low-key stressed, which means I'm not super stressed. I'm low-key stressed.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
And then it can also mean secretly. As in, I'm low-key into him.
Oh, yeah.
Which could be, I'm only kind of into him. I'm not super into him. But it could mean, I'm into him, but other people don't know. He doesn't know.
Wow. Interesting.
And what I loved, I had a student in my office the other day who was setting up a tripod to be able to video record. And one of the legs wasn't working. And she just says, oh, I low-key broke it.
This is a good one.
Which was perfect because it wasn't totally broken. It was only kind of broken.
I might adopt that one.
Now, here's what I'm worried about here, Rena, which is that you might be trying to low-key retire.
There's no kind of sorta about it. Yep, this is our last show after 4 years. That's what they say isn't necessarily going away, but I am. So
I know. It's amazing it's been 4 years.
What fun.
That now we're saying goodbye, at least on Sunday mornings, which seemed like a good moment to talk about the etymology of goodbye, which actually goes back to God be with you, which gets shortened down to goodbye. And then that gets shortened even further to
ever the opportunist, aren't you? And can we just say one more thing, though, before we end this show? I just love scatological references that we've managed to do over the years. So I just want to say this. Poop.
I cannot imagine a different way for us to end our Sunday mornings.
Hey, thanks for everything. It's been a blast, Anne.
I've loved it. Enjoy retirement, Rena.
Oh, you bet.